兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
下午我的题目就是如温水般的教会。
This afternoon, our topic for mutual encouragement is the lukewarm church.
大家都喜欢，也需要喝水。
We all like and we all need to drink water.
你喜欢喝什么温度的水？
And what is the temperature of the water that you like to drink?
你问年轻人，他肯定喜欢喝冰水。
If you ask a young person, he will tell you that he wants to drink cold water.
小孩子有时候去到餐厅一坐下来说，我要冰水。
When we go to the restaurant, our children often say that they want cold water.
外面下雪，你喝冰水。
We ask, outside it is snowing and you still want cold water?
冰水好喝，喝下去很舒服。
And they respond by saying that cold water tastes better and it feels better after they drink it.
你问年纪大的人，他肯定喜欢喝热水。
If you ask someone who is older, they will tell you that they want to drink warm water.
去哪里都要带着一个暖水瓶。
And they, wherever they go, they bring a thermos with them.
一壶茶。
And a thermos full of tea.
或者咖啡。
Or coffee.
一杯在手，暖暖的，很舒服。
Because if they can hold that in their hands and they drink it, then they feel warm and comfortable.
很少人喜欢喝温的饮料。
There are very few people who want to drink lukewarm drinks.
你去 Tim Hortons, Starbucks, 拿一杯咖啡，一杯茶，给你这个温的，你肯定送回去。
When you go to Tim Hortons or Starbucks and you order a tea or a coffee and they give it to you and it's lukewarm, you will give it back to them.
这个温的，不冷不热，怎么喝？
Because if it is neither cold nor hot, it is hard to drink.
太难喝了，肯定要换一杯。
It tastes bad, and so you will not want to drink it.
信仰上。如果可以用温度来量我们的信仰的热度
，If we can use a temperature scale to describe the zeal of our faith，
你现在的信仰的温度啊是热的还是冷的呢
？Then what is the temperature of your faith right now? Is it cold or hot？
在启示录里面的七个书信的最后一封是写给老底嘉的教会。
In the book of Revelations, the last letter is written to the church in Laodicea.
那个老底嘉教会的信仰的温度啊，就好像那个不冷又不热的饮料。
The level of faith of the Laodicean church is like a drink that is neither cold or hot.
让神很受不了。
As a result, God could not stand them.
我们今天来看看到底为什么他们变成这个样子。
So today we're going to study why they became like this.
我们看启示录的第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
启示录三章的十四节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14.
你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者，说那位阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说。
Verse 14, and to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creations of God.
这封信呢是圣灵写给老底嘉教会的使者。
This letter has been written by the Holy Spirit to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans.
老底嘉是一个非常繁荣的地方。
Laodicea is a very prosperous and prominent place.
当时也有教会。
At that time, there was also a church in that city.
这个教会的信徒的水准、经济情况都不非常的不错。
And the financial situation of the members of that church were not bad.
但是教会的属灵情况就不是很好。
However, the spiritual state of the church was not good.
所以啊，圣灵才写以下这封信。
This is the reason why the Holy Spirit wrote this letter.
这封信就写给教会的使者，就是教会的工人呢。
This letter, it says, is written to the angel of the church, angel of the church, and this means it is written to the workers of the church.
就跟前六封书信都一样，是写给使者。
It is the same. The first part is the same as the six prior letters. It is all written to the angel of the church.
其实教会的工人怎么样，这个教会就怎么样。
And indeed, how the workers of the church are, that will manifest in how the church will be.
老底嘉教会的问题。就是工人的问题。
The problem in the Laodicean church is the problem of the workers.
工人不冷不热，那我教会就不冷不热。
Because the workers were neither cold nor hot, so the church also is neither cold nor hot.
工人很热心，不可能有一个很冷淡的教会。
If the workers are very hot and fervent, then it will be impossible to have a lukewarm church.
带领者很冷淡，也不可能有一个很热心的教会。
If the leaders are very warm and very zealous, then it will be impossible to have a lukewarm church.
教会的使者如何，教会就如何。
And so, as the leaders of the church go, or the angel of the church goes, so the church will go.
教会的工人太重要了。
The workers of the church are indeed very important.
圣灵啊，常常盯着。也想要勉励这些教会的工人。
This is also the reason why the Holy Spirit often reminds the workers of the church.
那我这里怎么形容主耶稣呢？
Here, how does the passage describe the Lord Jesus?
这封信啊，是主耶稣也是透过圣灵啊给他们的。
This letter is also written by Jesus through the Holy Spirit to the church.
这里说主耶稣就是为那个阿门的。
Here it describes that Jesus is the Amen.
我们祷告完都会说阿门。
After we finish praying, we say Amen as well.
阿门就是很诚心、很诚实、很真诚的意思。
Amen means something that is sincere and truthful.
就祷告完之后，最后一句也说啊，神啊，我刚刚所讲的都是真的，都是真诚，不是随便念念的。
This is the reason why when we say Amen at the end of our prayer, we mean that everything we have prayed about is true and it comes from ourselves sincerely.
祷告要真诚才会打动神。
Only when a prayer is true, then it will reach God.
如果祷告只是嘴巴念念，心没有到，很难感动神。
If we only pray with our words but not with our heart, then God will not be moved.
自己祷告都快睡着了，怎么会打动神呢？
For example, if you almost fall asleep while you're praying, then God will not be moved.
或者你祷告的时候跟神讲了事情起来了，你又没有要做。
Or if you tell God that He will do something while you're praying, but after you pray, you don't do it.
祷告的时候拼命悔改，起来又马上做一样的事。
Or if you continue to repent in your prayer, but then after you stop praying, you go back and sin again.
这就是假假的。
Then those are prayers that are not true.
神不喜欢假的祷告。
And God dislikes prayers that are not true.
神也不喜欢假的信徒。
God also dislikes false members.
神要我们做真的，不要假货。
God wants us to be true.
所以每次祷告完，我们都要说阿门，就是提醒我们要真一点。
And so this is the reason why we say Amen at the end of every prayer, because it reminds us to be true and sincere.
因为神是真的。
Because the Lord God is true.
我们也要真。
And so we too must be true.
这个教会也是挂着真神主耶稣基督的名的。
This church has in its title the true Jesus, the name of God.
这个名字很好，但是我们压力也很大。
Even though this is a very wonderful name, it gives us a lot of burden as well.
如果别人看我们挂真耶稣教会，哇，这个教会那么真。
Because if other people see that the title of our church is True Jesus Church,
既然会出去马上跟人家吵架。
And they also see us quarreling with people outside of church.
跟人家不诚实。
Or being dishonest with other people.
那真耶稣教会，那我们就配不上我们的名字。
Then we become unworthy of this name, True Jesus Church.
所以这个我们要检讨自己。
Therefore, we need to examine ourselves.
神是阿门的。
God is Amen.
是诚信真实的。
He is the faithful and the true witness.
我们就要做一个真门徒。
So we must be true disciples.
主耶稣呢，也是在那个神创造万物之上为元首的。
Jesus is also the beginning of the creation of God.
主耶稣就是超乎所有的创造的意思。
This means that Jesus is above and beyond all of the creation.
所有的创造，他们都是同一个等级的，都是被造之物。
All of the creation of God are at the same level. They are all created.
人很聪明。
Even though human beings are intelligent.
一只猪很笨。
And for example, a pig is not intelligent.
但是我们好像不一样。
And it seems like we are different.
但是在神看来。
But to God,
无论你多聪明，也是被造的。
No matter how intelligent you are, you were also created.
我们也是要服在神大能的手下。
And so we are under the hand of God.
不能骄傲。
And we cannot be proud.
不能超越神。
We cannot supersede God.
只有一个不是被造的。
There's only one who was not created.
神本身啊。
And that one is God Himself.
主耶稣基督就是神本身。道成为肉身来到世界。
And the Lord Jesus Christ is God Himself manifested in the form of flesh coming into this world.
虽然他两千年前出生在世上。
Even though he appeared in this world 2,000 years ago.
但是他不是在那一天才有的。
That was not the day when he was born.
他是永恒的真神。
That was not the day when he came into existence. Rather, he is the everlasting God.
从无限的之前就已经有主耶稣了。
Infinitely prior to this present time, he existed.
因为他就是永恒的真神。
Because he is the everlasting true God.
所以他就是在万有之上。
Therefore, he is above all that is created.
所以为什么按照圣经，我们不庆祝圣诞？
So according to the Bible, why is it that we do not celebrate the Christmas?
只有其他偶像或者是那些人造出来的神才会庆祝他们的生日。
It is because only gods who were crafted by people will have birthdays that are celebrated.
真神是不用庆祝生日。
The true God does not need a birthday celebration.
没有生日的。
Because he does not have a birthday.
因为他不是被造的。
Because he was not created.
主耶稣来到世间那一天也不是他的生日。
The day that Jesus came into this world was not his birthday.
圣经故意不讲哪一天。
And so the Bible intentionally omits the day that he came.
故意我们不要去庆祝他。
The Bible intentionally does this, so we intentionally do not celebrate his birthday.
圣诞节也快到了，我们要提早跟我们的孩子讲。
Since Christmas is approaching, we should remind our children as early as possible.
为什么按照圣经我们不庆祝圣诞节？
Why, according to the Bible, we do not celebrate Christmas?
别人庆祝他们的事情。
If other people want to celebrate, that's their own thing.
但是我们按照圣经我们不庆祝。
But because we know the Bible, we do not celebrate Christmas.
因为我们了解主耶稣是在创造被造之上。
Because we know Jesus is above creation.
那我们来看十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
十五节就是圣灵给老底嘉教会的评语。
Verse 15 is the judgment that the Holy Spirit gives to the church.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热。我巴不得你或冷或热。
Verse 15, I know your works that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot.
这里神说我很了解你。
Here God says that he knows the church.
你的行为不冷也不热。
He says you are neither cold nor hot.
神希望你或冷或热。
God says that he wishes that you were cold or hot.
冷就是对神很冷漠。
Cold implies that the church is cold toward God.
热就是对神很热心。
And hot implies that the church is fervent toward God.
神说我巴不得你或者很冷或者很热。
God says, I wish you were cold or hot.
当然并不是神希望我们那么就做一个很冷淡的信徒，不是这个意思。
This is, does not really mean that God wishes for us to be very cold members.
但是如果一个人很冷漠是有他的原因的。
But if someone is cold, there is a reason behind it.
但是有些时候呢，他会突然间热心过来。
Sometimes someone who is initially cold will suddenly become warm.
在很短的时间之内，他会很大的改变了。
There will be a quick change in over a short period of time.
就像我们最近教会，我也观察到有一些这样的弟兄姐妹。
This is what we observe today in our church sometimes as well.
本来从小在教会受洗。
There are members who were born into our church.
几十年都不来教会。
But they stop coming to church for more than 10 years.
谁跟他讲都没有用。
And no matter who speaks to them, they will not come.
还跟太太讲，你现在叫我来教会，我就不理你。
Someone even told his wife that if you continue to tell me to come to church, then I will ignore you.
这很冷淡啊，你谁都没有办法让他回转。
Because he is very cold, and no one is able to turn him around.
但是有一天神感动他。
But one day God moves him.
自己回来到教会。
He chooses to return to church himself because he is moved by the Holy Spirit.
祷告当中拼命流眼泪。
And when he prays, he is full of tears.
从此之后，他知道有神。
From then on, he knows that God exists.
再怎么样还是要乖乖的。要来参加聚会。
And he will always come to church for service.
在圣灵月刊里面也看了一个见证。
I have also read about a testimony in the Holy Spirit monthly.
有一个信徒啊，从小受洗四十年。
There was a member who was born and baptized into our church, and then for 40 years,
没有来教会。
He did not come to church.
他父亲还是传道人。
His father was a preacher.
但是他就是不来教会。
But he chooses not to come to church.
谁都叫不动。
And no matter who spoke to him, he would not come.
后来呢，全家就移民了加拿大。
And then eventually he immigrated to Canada.
有一天坐飞机。
One day when he was on the airplane.
刚好在飞机旁边，就是他的座位旁边呢，有一个也是华人。
There was a person who was sitting next to him on the airplane who was also Chinese.
那个华人是一个我们真教会的执事。
And that Chinese passenger was a deacon of our church.
这个执事很热心。
That deacon was very fervent.
一看到人就传福音。
Whenever he saw someone else, he would preach to him.
没有信耶稣啊。
And so he asked him, have you believed in Jesus? He said, you should believe in Jesus. And member replied saying, I already believe in Jesus. And so the deacon asked him, which church do you belong to? And he said, True Jesus Church. And the deacon said, I'm also from True Jesus Church. And so this old deacon was preaching to the lost sheep. And so this man then realized that God was trying to bring him back to the church.
乖乖, 跟三个孩子就乖乖回到教会。
And then he and his three children came back to church.
所以一个人虽然你看他很冷漠,或者很久没有来教会,但是有时候会突然之间,哇,醒过来。
So you can see people who were once cold suddenly become hot and fervent and come back to church.
但是最头痛的就是一种不冷也不热的信仰状态。
But the most difficult state to be in is that of a lukewarm state.
这种状态呢,很难让他有任何的改变。
Because it is hard to change someone who is lukewarm.
因为他觉得说我已经有了。
Because someone who is lukewarm thinks that he or she already has it.
我又不是不信。
He or she already believes.
我又不是不来教会。
And they come to church.
你不要要求我什么。
And so they do not want anyone to require anything from them.
我还可以。
Because they feel that they are sufficient.
你说热呢,他完全谈不上很热。
You cannot say that these people are hot because they're not fervent at all.
你说冷呢,他也不是冷冷的,他也是有机会啊。
Neither can you say that these people are cold because they come for service.
那么为什么会变成这个样子?
But why do they become lukewarm?
我们来看17节啊。
Let's look at verse 17.
17节。
Verse 17.
你说啊,我已经富足了,已经发了财,一样都不缺。Verse
17, because you say I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
原来一个信徒或者是一个教会变成不冷也不热呢,是有一个过程的。
So there is actually a process for a church to go through to become lukewarm.
这个过程啊,很讽刺啊。And
this process is
very
This process is difficult for us to comprehend.
本来是很穷的,
Originally, we are poor.
得了神很多的祝福,
and then when we are blessed by God, then we become rich.
本来应该越富足, 得了神的祝福越多, 然后就越热心, 这才是正常的神期待的事情会发生。
And then, but and originally, our faith should grow in proportion to our blessings and our richness. But oftentimes, the way we behave is different from what God expects.
老底嘉教会的信仰的不冷不热的，原来跟他们物质上的生活条件提升有很大的关系。
The reason why the church in Laodicea is lukewarm has to do with the physical state of their wealth.
以前很穷的时候很热心。
When they were poor, they were very zealous.
但现在呢，生活条件改善了。
But now that their living standards have improved,
反而信仰呢，就进到一个 不冷也不热的状态。
Their faith enters into a state of lukewarmness.
我们以为物质提升了，信仰会提升。
We expect that if one's physical or livelihood improves, their faith will also improve.
其实没有发生。
But that does not happen.
在旧约时代也有发生过，先知也有讲过这方面的一个情况。
In the Old Testament, prophets have also talked about this kind of state.
我们看旧约的摩西书的第六章。
Let's go to let's turn to the book of Amos.
第六章,
Amos chapter 6.
第一节,
verse 1.
摩西书的第六章的第一节,
Amos chapter 6 verse 1.
当时先知责备以色列国,
At that time the prophet was criticizing Israel.
我们看六章的第一节,
chapter 6 verse 1.
国为列国之首人最著名且为以色列家所归向在锡安和撒玛利亚山安逸无虑的有祸了。
Amos chapter 6 verse 1. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
这里是先知的话。
These are the words of the prophet.
安逸无虑的, 在信仰上你会有祸了。
It says, Woe to you who are at ease in faith.
我们不是追求一个安逸无虑的生活吗?
Do we not pursue a life that is at ease?
安逸就是说很舒服。
At ease means that we are in comfort.
什么都有,
it means that physically we have everything we need.
无虑就是没有担心的事情,
at ease means that there's nothing for us to worry about.
这样不是我们每个人追求的吗?
Isn't this what all of us pursue after?
但是这种情况呢,
but this state is actually the worst state to be in for our faith. Unless we ourselves are very cautious.
不然的话,
Otherwise, ordinary people, when they become at ease, then their faith will decrease.
那当时他们的生活是怎么样呢？
At that time, what was their faith like? What was their life like?
六章第四节啊。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 4.
他们呢，躺卧在象牙床上。
Verse 4, who lie on beds of ivory.
这个就是以我们今天来说啊，就是真皮沙发了啊，家里都有一套非常好的真皮沙发了。
In modern times, we can probably equate this to having a leather sofa.
今天不可以用象牙来被禁了，但是真皮沙发还是很舒服，坐下去都起不来的。
Today you can't buy anything that's ivory because that's illegal, but you can still get things that are that have leather.
吃群中的羊羔，是最好的。
They eat lambs from the flock.
牛排啊，羊排啊，什么要吃的都吃得到了。
So today it is equivalent to eating lots of steak.
再来第五节
，verse five.
弹琴鼓。是唱消遣，消遣的歌曲。
Who sing idly to the sound of string instruments？
听的啊。
So what they were listening to？
这个包括电视了，高清电视啊，音响啊。
And including today, high-end TVs or stereo systems，
听的看的啊。
Recreation and entertainment systems。
还有了第六节啊。
Verse six。
大碗喝酒。
Who drink wine from bowls.
不但只喝酒，还要大碗的喝，不是为了一点点啊，暖暖胃啊，而是要喝就喝醉的。
They did not simply drink wine, they drank wine from bowls. That means that they drank lots of wine until they were drunk.
喝得很痛快的。
And they drank until they were merry.
再来了，用上等的油抹身。
And anoint yourselves with the best ointments.
你看那些皮肤啊，女生那些皮肤品啊，不但是女生啊，男生也有啊，香水啦，护肤品啊，一瓶几百块的，那个抹上去会变得很年轻，很白的。
You can see lots of products like perfumes and other products that nowadays both male and female use that make their skin better.
真皮沙发，高级电视音响，还有吃的最好，又可以喝酒，又可以用最好的化妆品。这个不是神的祝福吗？
If you imagine this, for example, leather sofa, steaks, high-end stereo equipment, wine, are these not all the blessings from God?
没有错，这是神的祝福。
Indeed, these are all blessings from God.
但是如果不警醒的话，
but if one is not cautious,
最后这句话说，他们却没有为月色的苦难担忧。
You will be like these people, which is described here. They have not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
他没有想到物质条件很好，但是灵性当时的社会其实很软弱，很腐败。
They did not consider that although their physical state was good, the moral standards of the society at that time was very bad.
他们在那么丰富的生活当中开始忘记神。
And so in their abundant life, they begin to forget about God.
开始犯罪。
They begin to sin.
还有呢，不能受苦。
And they are unable to endure suffering.
束缚习惯了。
Because they're used to their comfort.
家里那个沙发真皮的。
Because their sofas are leather.
哇，所以坐了个硬板凳啊，一个小时就很辛苦了。
So when they sit on a wooden pew, their back starts to hurt.
去聚会也是我们坐车来到门口的。
For example, for us, we drive. We're in the car until we get to church.
要走路三个小时，哇，这太辛苦了。
So if we're asked to walk for 3 hours to come to church, then we will complain that is too difficult.
所以这样的安逸无虑的生活。
So a life that is at ease.
因为富足了。
An abundant life,
所以在信仰上慢慢的倒退啊，
may cause a decline in faith.
变成一种不冷不热的状态。
And one becomes lukewarm because of this.
那么不冷不热的还有另外一种表现。
Another manifestation of being lukewarm.
我们看回来启示录的三章的十七节。
Is in Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
三章十七节。
Let's return to Revelation chapter 3 verse 17.
你说啊，我已经富足了，已经发了财，一样都不缺了。
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing.
不冷不热有另外一种表现，就是都不缺乏的感觉。
The other manifestation of being lukewarm is that one will have need of nothing.
说实在，我们今天的生活啊，真的一样都不缺的。
And indeed, in our life today, there is nothing that we really need.
哪一个信徒家里没有电脑的？
Which member's home does not have a computer?
好像没有啊。
I don't think there is one.
有谁家里没电视的？
Is there anyone whose home does not have a TV?
也没有啊。
There is also no one.
有没有钱？有没有人没有车钱、没有车费、车资来教会的？穷到这个地步的？
Is there anyone so poor that they cannot afford to have transportation to come to church?
好像更没有了。
There's also no one like that.
所以你说家里什么都有了。
So we have everything in our home.
信仰上不冷不热的状态就是说我信仰也不缺什么。
And so the attitude of feeling like they have no need of, they have They do not have need of anything.
啊, 我信了几十年了，什么道理没有听过啊？
It's like someone saying that he has believed for more than 10 years, so he doesn't need to know anything else.
哎，或者是我已经感觉到很自满，可以了。
Or he or she already feels that they're satisfied with their faith.
信仰的软弱的开始就是觉得自己没有什么缺乏。
But the beginning of the downfall of one's faith is when that person thinks that he or she has no need.
不用再追求了。
That he or she does not have to pursue anymore.
主耶稣怎么讲呢？
But what does Jesus say?
我们看马太福音的第五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5.
第三节啊。
Verse 3.
马太福音的五章的第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
五章的三节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3
虚心的人有福了因为天国是他们的
Verse 3 Blessed are the poor in spirit for theirs is the kingdom of heaven
这个中文把它翻成虚心、哦、其实应该翻成心灵贫穷的人、
Here it says Blessed are the poor in spirit
什么是有福的人呢
What does it mean to be blessed
就你会觉得你很穷、
It means that you think that you are poor
不是觉得你钱包没钱
Not because you do not have money.
而是觉得你心灵上我太缺乏了。
Rather, in spirit, you yearn for something more.
我道理懂太少了。
You feel that you do not know enough about the teachings.
我懂一点点，但是行出来又行的不多。
You feel that you only know a little bit, and you are unable to practice it.
就好像那种穷人的那种态度。
It is the attitude of the poor.
穷人就觉得说我太缺钱了。
Because the poor feel that they do not have enough money.
什么工作都要做，不要挑。
And so they are willing to do any kind of job.
地上看到了一个一块，也赶快捡起来。
When they find money on the ground, they pick it up.
哇，有一块钱。
They see a dollar on the ground, they pick it up.
你不会说啊，这个脏脏的我不用。
They will not complain that it's dirty.
因为太穷了，每一分钱都算。
Because they are poor, so any amount of money counts.
老底家教会的信徒，当对信仰上呢，就是一种。不是很缺乏的感觉。
The church in Laodicea, its members do not feel like they need anything spiritually.
所以呢，他就不会追求。
And so they do not pursue spiritually.
所以这是一种表现呢。
That is a manifestation.
再看回来启示录的第三章。
Let us return to Revelation chapter 3.
虽然他们觉得自己是什么都不缺啊。
Even though they feel like they have need of nothing,
其实神不是这样讲。
God does not see it that way.
我们看启示录三章的十六节啊。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 3 verse 16.
如果你们像温水一样不冷不热，我就要从我口中把你吐出去了。
Chapter 3 verse 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
这句话很严重。
This is a very serious statement.
神很不喜欢温水般的信仰状态。
God dislikes.Anyone who is lukewarm.
温水呢？我们就好像喝了一杯温的茶，会很不舒服，赶快把它吐出来。
Because being lukewarm, for example, when we drink lukewarm water, we do not like it. We will spit it out.
如果不悔改的话，神会弃绝的。
And so, if someone is lukewarm and does not repent, then he will be rejected by God.
温水的信仰状态得救会有问题。
A person who is in a lukewarm state will have problems being saved.
所以主耶稣特别提醒老底家教会。
Therefore, Jesus especially reminds the Laodicean church
要改变这个状况
to change their state.
不能继续维持下去。
They cannot remain the same.
不能自满自足。
They cannot be satisfied with where they are.
怎么才会改变呢？
But how do they change?
第一就是你要了解自己真正的情况。
First, they need to know the true state that they're in.
不要被我们表面所拥有的物质或者是舒服的生活被骗了。
They should not be blinded by the material wealth they have or the comfort that they have.
人都是看表面。
Human beings see what is superficial.
看你拥有多少。
People look at how much you possess.
光鲜亮丽。
How much wealth you have.
什么都不缺乏。
And they see that you do not lack anything.
这是一个很好的家。
They see that you have a good family.
但是在繁华的背后。
But behind all of that abundance,
很多问题
there may be a lot of problems.
只是大家不讲出来而已
but no one mentions them.
每次都是你好我好
they often say that everything is fine.
是有没有那么好
But actually, are things that fine?
把那个光鲜亮丽的一翻开来，里面很多问题啊。
If you reveal everything that is inside, you often see that there are many problems inside.
把那个心翻出来，里面有很多问题啊。
If you open the heart, you can also see that there's many problems inside.
有什么问题？
What kind of problems are there?
第十七节最后一句话，神说：“我看你啊，其实你很困苦。”
First, the second half of verse 17 says, "You do not know that you are wretched."
什么叫困苦
？What does it mean to be wretched?
有时候啊，去到哪里都碰到墙壁。
Being wretched means that no matter which way you go, you face a wall.
哎呀，不开心，不顺利。
nothing is smooth, nothing is successful.
其实你表面上好像什么都有。
Even though superficially it seems like one may have everything,
心灵上却是困苦的。
But spiritually that person may be wretched.
你要了解自己是不是这个状况。
So we need to understand whether or not we are like that.
当然你是很可怜的。
Even though we are also very pitiable.
别人看你可能很羡慕。
Other people may envy
you. 背地里面你自己看看其实。
But when you examine yourself, you may see that there are many problems.
可能啊，被罪捆绑。
Perhaps you are bounded by sin.
很多不好的习惯。
Perhaps you have bad habits.
心里没有平安。
Perhaps you do not have peace.
远离了神。
Or you have departed from God.
这个就是可怜
了。That is to be miserable.
再来，其实你是贫穷的。
And then in this verse it says you're poor.
老底嘉教会，可能他们很物质上很富足。
It's possible that the Laodicean church, physically, they are very wealthy.
但是在神眼中他们很穷。
But in the eyes of God, they were very poor.
为什么？
Why?
因为钱都留在自己口袋。
Because they had all of their wealth in their pockets.
不愿意为神付出。
They did not give anything for God.
花在自己享受，哇，很愿意。
They spend for their own enjoyment.
但是呢，用来做神的工呢，可能不舍得。
But they are unwilling to give any to do the work of God.
还在那奉献呢，哎呦，那个。很计较。
When they talk about offerings, they start to complain.
在神人眼中呢，都是很贫穷的。
And so in the eyes of God, these people were poor.
没有积财在天上。
Because they had no treasure in heaven.
再来，大家的眼睛可能都没有戴眼镜啊。
Next, they perhaps do not need to wear glasses.
但是神说你们是看不见的，瞎眼的。
But God says that they were blind.
你看不清楚什么是重要的。
Because they could not see what was important.
就是能看见的瞎子。
So these are the people who are seeing the blind who can see.
心里的眼睛瞎了。
Because the eyes of their mind are blinded.
再来，赤身的。
Also here it describes them as naked.
没穿衣服啊，多羞耻。
And because they are not wearing clothes, so they're full of shame.
信了耶稣那么久了，都没有好行为。
It is like someone who has believed in Jesus for a long time but does not have good deeds.
好像一个没有穿衣服的人到处走。
It is like a person naked and walking around.
好像国王的新衣那个故事，那个没穿衣服的国王在游行，被人家笑。
Like the story of the king's new clothes.
哇，很羞耻啊。
It is full of shame.
跟你的身份不配啊。
It is not worthy of their status.
所以不冷不热的背后其实隐藏很多问题。
And so behind being lukewarm, there's a lot of problems.
自己不知道而已。
Except these people did not know about it.
所以这个时候就是要先知道自己的问题。
So at that point in time, they need to first recognize their own problems.
如果不承认不知道这个问题了，永远不会改变不冷不热的状态。
Someone who does not recognize and admit to their own problems will never change the state of being lukewarm.
你要承认，哎呀，我是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
And one must first recognize that he is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
这样才会有改变的机会。
And then he will have the opportunity to change.
第二步就是要拿一个 shopping list, 拿一个购物名单拿出来了。
And secondly, that person must have a shopping list.
18节。
In verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子。
It says, I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire.
我们每个礼拜，尤其是家庭主妇都要去超市、超级市场买东西，那个名单都写下来，豆腐啊、豆浆啊、什么啊，写下来。
Every week, we will go out grocery shopping, and we'll bring a shopping list to decide where to buy.
我们跟神也要有一个清单啊，一个购物的清单啊。
We also need a shopping list with God.
第一，为什么说你要买呢？为什么说要买？
First, why does it say we need to buy?
不是向神拿，是要买啊。
We need to buy from him and not take from him.
就是你要付出代价。
This tells us that we need to pay a price.
不是说，什么都不用付出，我就得到这些信仰的进步了。
This tells us that we need to do something. We cannot just do nothing and have an improvement in our faith.
第一，你要买火炼的金子。
It says here, you must buy from God gold refined in fire.
金子就是预表信心。
Gold means faith.
但是没有火呢，是没有金子的。
But without fire, there is not gold.
要求神给你遇到考验的机会，让你信心进步起来。
So we need to ask God to give us the opportunity to be tested by fire, so that our faith can improve.
哎呀，生活太平顺了，太安逸了，信仰大大的退步。
When our life is too comfortable and too at ease, our faith decreases.
遇到火炼的考验了。
But when we are under trial by fire,
感谢主，信仰有机会。
Thank the Lord, then our faith has the opportunity to grow.
很多姐妹都是弟兄都是遇到困难之后，经过考验才有见证可以讲。
There are many brothers and sisters who after enduring trials and difficulties, then they have something to testify about.
求神给我们火炼的金子。
And so we also ask God to give us gold refined in the fire.
第二，买白衣。
Secondly, we need to buy the white garments.
穿上去就没有赤身的羞耻。
And be clothed with the white garments so that we will not be naked anymore.
白衣就是好行为。
White garments implies good deeds.
求神帮助我们。有这个好的行为。
We ask God to help us to have good deeds.
这样子就没有羞耻。
And then our shame will be removed.
第三样，要买眼药。
Thirdly, we need to anoint our eyes with eye salve.
有时候眼睛看得不清楚，别人讲什么都没有用。
Sometimes, when we cannot see clearly with our eyes, we cannot understand what other people are saying.
主耶稣如果开你的眼睛。
But if the Lord Jesus opens our eyes,
让你看清楚。
And allows us to see clearly.
很多东西你自己就会去改变。
Then we will change ourselves.
所以要向神买这三样东西。
And so we need to purchase these three items from God.
我们就不会再不冷不热了。
And then we will no longer be lukewarm.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改啊。
Verse 19. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent.
神爱的人就会责备你。
God rebukes the people that he loves.
有时候我们说，为什么道理那么严厉啊？
Sometimes we ask why the teachings are so stern.
圣经好像常常都责备人。
Why is it that the Bible often criticizes people?
这个就好像一个爱孩子的父母。
But it is because God is like a parent who loves his child.
有时候安慰，但是有时候要责备。
Sometimes he comforts us, but other times he rebukes us.
这里一句话很重要。
So this is a very important statement.
你们要发热心。
It says,Therefore, be zealous.
神不希望你冷。
God does not want us to be cold.
神希望你，也不喜欢你不冷不热。
God also does not want us to be lukewarm.
喜欢你啊，这个心呢，让神热起来。
God wants us to become zealous and hot.
这个是在末世保证得救的唯一的方法，就是要热心。
Because that is the only way to guarantee our salvation in the end days. It is our zeal.
在末世那么多试探引诱。
Because at the end days, there are so many temptations,
那么多考验,
so many tests.
如果不热心,
so if we're not zealous,
如果没有发生爱主的心,
if we do not have a heart that loves God,
那么就会得救就很没有把握了,
then we will not have a firm grasp of our own salvation.
神希望他们发热心。
Therefore, God wanted them to have zeal.
不希望他们不冷不热。
God wanted them to be lukewarm no longer.
最近有一个弟兄跟我分享。
Recently, there was a brother who shared with me.
他因为个人的理由了，一些个人的假期了，他就去中国大陆去访问教会，也是玩一玩。
How for personal reasons, during his vacation time, he went to China, to visit churches and also to tour around.
他以前有听说我们中国的教会的情况，但是以前从来没有去看过。
In the past, he had heard about the situation of our churches in China, but he had never been there before.
然后他去到那个地方呢，刚好碰上当地的灵恩布道大会。
When he went there, he happened to arrive at a time when the church had a spiritual convocation.
他就很好奇啊，也是花点时间去参加灵恩会。
He was curious, so he spent some time attending the spiritual convocation.
结果呢，那当地的弟兄姐妹，当地的教会知道他要来。
When the church members found out that he was coming,
也知道他在当地的教会有在协助圣工有领会。
And they realized that he also did some holy work, for example, giving sermons in his church.
他说某某弟兄啊，那么在这个礼拜礼拜哦，领会请你帮忙两堂。
So the church in China asked him to lead two sermons that week.
他说我来度假的，我没有准备要领会，这中国嘞，不是我们那个地方，我可以领会吗？
And he thought, you know, he thought he was going there for vacation, so he didn't want to give a sermon. And also, he was not from that place.
没问题，弟兄，没问题，你可以。
But they insisted.
所以弟兄就参加他们的灵恩会。
And so this brother attended their spiritual convocation.
参加完的感受很深。
And he had very strong reflections afterwards.
这整个礼拜的灵恩会真的很像灵恩会。
Because the spiritual convocation is a true spiritual convocation.
第一。慕道者很多。
First, there are many truth seekers.
第二，花很多时间祷告。
Second, they spend a lot of time praying.
第三，弟兄姐妹很热心，整天都在参加。
Third, the brothers and sisters were very zealous and they attended the whole day.
我们知道在其他地方啊，灵恩会啊，有时候因为现代人的生活很忙啊，所以灵恩会都越开越短。
We know that in many places, spiritual convocations are getting shorter and shorter because people are too busy.
早期我们的教会灵恩会都是一整个礼拜，从早到晚，每天都有的。
A long time ago, our church's spiritual convocation lasted an entire week, and it was a whole day, every day.
后来人太忙了啊，就变五天。
And then because people were busy, so it became 5 days.
三天。
And then 3 days.
两天。
And then 2 days.
一天半。
And then a day and a half.
有时候没有慕道者嘛，干脆就灵恩会就不要慕道了。
And so sometimes because we don't have any truth seekers, we don't even have the evangelical service, we only have the spiritual convocation.
这个是有一些地方的情况。
That is what's happening in some places.
但是那个中国大陆的那个地方，哇，那个灵恩会真的是不一样。
But in that church in China, their spiritual convocation was not like this.
哎，整个礼拜的灵恩会结束了。
After an entire week of spiritual convocation.
我们都以为说，那赶快回家了，很累了，要休息啊。
Normally, we would just go home very quickly and relax.
那边的负责人呢，还讲，哎，某某弟兄啊，你不要走。
The church council members at that church even told this brother not to leave yet.
我们要开会。
Because they're going to have a meeting.
开什么会？
And what kind of meeting did they have?
检讨会啊。
They had an evaluation meeting.
我们要开检讨会，要看看整个礼拜我们的灵恩会的安排好不好。
They wanted to see whether or not their arrangement of their spiritual convocation was good.
教务的啦，宣道的啦，诗班的啦，炊事的啦，福音组啦，安排车辆的啦，我们通通要检讨看看。怎么可以做得更好？
They had to evaluate the cooking, the transportation, the sermon, everything to see how to improve.
哇，就坐下来就叫这位弟兄说留下来帮我们指导指导。
And so they invited this brother to stay behind with them to help them with the evaluation.
那弟兄心里说，哇，我哪有办法指导？你们那么热心呢，比他的心里都不好意思讲，比我们那个地方，哇，还更认真。
The brother was too embarrassed to say this, but he thought to himself that he was unworthy to help them with evaluations because these people were much more fervent than where he came from.
看看
but still, they insisted on asking him to stay behind.
最后那个弟兄说，我没有什么可以指导，我只有可以学习啊。
So in the end, this brother said that he did not have anything to instruct them with. He could only learn from them.
让我看到什么叫真是灵恩大会啊。
Because it allowed him to see what a real spiritual convocation could be like.
弟兄姐妹的心呢是那么火热。
He saw how hot the hearts of the members were.
这个就叫发热心。
This is zeal.
什么叫发热心？
What does it mean to have zeal?
昨天是什么日子？
What was yesterday?
昨天是 Black Friday 嘛。
Yesterday was Black Friday.
什么叫黑色星期五？就是在美国开始的那一天，哇，大家要去抢购便宜货。
So Black Friday is the day in the U.S. Where everybody goes to shop for very discounted products.
大家对有的捡便宜都很热心啊。
Because people wanted to buy discounted products, so they're very zealous about this day.
有人今天不在，然后开了几个小时车子去美国买东西了。
There are also people who are not here today because they've gone to the U.S. To purchase something.
有人呢，哇，早上五点钟起来去排队。
Well, there are some people who wake up at 5 in the morning to go and line up.
很冷耶，外面吹风雪。
I mean, when it is snowing very cold outside.
发抖耶，没关系，为了那300块，捡便宜300块的电视，我要在这边。
Even though it's very cold outside, they're willing to line up outside the stores because they can save several $100.
这个就叫热心啊。
That is true zeal.
当然不是为神热心啊。
But that is not zeal toward God.
为了要省钱热心嘛。
It is zeal toward
还没有开门就站在门口等三个小时。
It is like the people who wait for 3 hours before the store opens.
如果我们有这种对神的心呢，那就不错了。
If we have that kind of heart toward God, that would be great.
早上十点钟早祷会啊，九点半就来等口。哎呀，为什么还没开门？
If the prayer service starts at 10 in the morning, then we arrive at 9:30 asking why the door isn't open yet.
我每个礼拜最盼望就是这一天了。
And every week they hope for this day to arrive.
居然会都不舍得走。
And at the end of the service, they're unwilling to leave.
看有什么可以帮忙啊？
They want to help.
查经班啊，诗班啊，我能够参加的，我尽量参加。
Attend the Bible study class or the choir, anything they can do to help.
一点都不觉得聚会很累。
And they do not feel tired at all about attending service.
为什么不累？
And why do they not feel tired?
因为有热心就不累。
Because they have zeal, so they do not feel tired.
没有热心啊，五分钟都很累啊。
But if one does not have zeal, then after 5 minutes, one will be tired already.
有热心就不远。
But if there is someone has zeal, then he will not feel tired.
开车三个小时去美国捡便宜货都不远。
For example, you can drive for 3 hours to the U.S. border to buy something, and you will not feel like that is far.
没有热心啊，住在教会隔壁啊，都觉得哇，去教会好远哦。
But if you do not have zeal, then even if you live next door to the church, you will find it hard to come to church for service.
所以主耶稣希望就是我们再一次把这个热心在新的一年重新跳起来。
So the Lord Jesus wants us to renew our zeal in Him in the new year.
因为神是希望一个热心。
Because God hopes for our zeal.
因为神是用最热的爱、最伟大的爱、舍己的爱来爱我们。
Because God uses the greatest love, the self-sacrificing love to love us.
对，如果老底嘉教会一代表一种信徒的状态，也代表一种教会的状态。
So if the Laodicean church represents a state of a church and its members,
对神不冷也不热。
And it shows a church that is neither cold nor hot toward God.
神就会很伤心。
And if a church is like that, then it will cause God to be very sad.
神也不能接受。
Also, God will not accept such a church.
不悔改到最后都只能够从口中吐出来了。
If that church does not repent, then in the end, it would only be vomited out of God's mouth.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
不要不冷不热。
So that we are no longer lukewarm.
要发起热心。
Rather, we become zealous.
唱诗啊。